You're listening to SBS News.
Palestinians lobbed stones and projectiles at Israeli police around the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third most sacred site in Islam. The location is also the holiest site in Judaism, called the Temple Mount. The protesters were met with stun grenades after a weekend of violence marring the end of Ramadan. Tensions are escalating over a controversial plan to evict Palestinians from land claimed by Jewish settlers. It comes as a delay in the eviction of families in the Sheikh Jarrah district is issued by Israel's Supreme Court. One Palestinian man says he is celebrating the deferral.
I'm very optimistic because the legal system is not able to reach a decision. And the reason is because deep inside, they know that this land is Arab-Palestinian and the papers have been forged.
Thousands of ultra-nationalist Israelis were angered by a blocking of plans for Jerusalem Day. The public holiday marks Israel's 1967 capture of East Jerusalem. Israel's police chief banned a march planned through the Muslim quarter, in fear it would trigger further clashes. One Jewish settler expressed his outrage at the at least 30-day delay of the Supreme Court decision.
I think it's a disgrace that after 2 weeks of brutal violence against Jews in the neighborhood, unprovoked, that the courts decided to reward their violence, to reward their terrorism, and to delay the ruling. If anything, they should have moved the ruling up.
The global fallout over Jerusalem's worst violence in years is deepening. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded to critics while meeting with his cabinet.
We will not allow radical elements to undermine the calm in Jerusalem. We will enforce law and order decisively and responsibly. We will continue to ensure freedom of worship to all religions, but will not allow violent unrest.
The United States is again expressing serious concern over the situation. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold emergency talks. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.